tomorrow night, Rolling Stones at Soldier Field. I mentioned earlier tonight that I was at Soldier Field today. I cannot wait for this show tomorrow night. But if you don't have a ticket, I know people are scrambling around looking for tickets right now. Be careful. On the phone with us from the Better Business Bureau, it's our old friend Steve Burness. Steve, thanks for staying up. How are you?
My pleasure. Thank you so much for having me on.
Steve, big concerts like this, you're going to see scalpers and you're going to see some counterfeit tickets, aren't you?
You are. Unfortunately, it's going to happen. It's a problem that happens all year long. I've been doing this kind of work at the BBB for 32 years, and I've been seeing these types of scams for 32 years. They don't go away. They're increasing. We're receiving calls and complaints already. It just never ends. There's always somebody trying to take advantage of the situation. And obviously, when a ticket's hard to get or everybody wants to go, like you and me,
right?
The scammers know that, and they will try to do anything to separate you from your money.
Oh, man. And a lot of people like to wait until the last minute. I feel like you're going to get counterfeit tickets if you're walking around the stadium trying to scalp. Is that right?
Yeah, well, it happens sometimes. So sometimes there are legitimate ones walking around scalping, but it's against the law, as you know. But there are some legitimate ones. But unfortunately, some are fake. And you, and as an average consumer, even the police department has told us, and even the venues, they can't sometimes tell the difference between a real ticket and a fake ticket until they scan it. Now, because with the advent of these high-tech computers and printers today, it's different than the old days when you could probably determine if it's counterfeit by looking at it. Now it's
right.
Really good, and you can't tell the difference. And the only way you're going to find out is when you walk up to the ticket agent, and they're going to say, "Sorry, move, step away," and you're not getting in.
Oh my God, that's one of the worst feelings. I had a buddy that did this for a sporting event. It was the Cubs playoffs, and we get to the gate, and they scan his ticket, and the guy said, "Oh, I'm sorry, it's a counterfeit." And he just went crazy. And there's no way you can get your money back, can you?
No, there is absolutely no way of getting your money back. When you buy a counterfeit ticket, it's like opening the window and throwing your money out. You're never going to get it back. And people think, well, I just try to find that seller. You can't. They know what they're doing. They hide behind different phone numbers, cell numbers, and they promise you that they get these great tickets, and they're good. I just can't go to this event. I got to leave town. Whatever, they give you all these times of excuses, and they end up giving these tickets that are fraudulent and fake, and you can't tell the difference. You don't know.
Right.
We had a woman last year who bought a ticket for her daughter's 16th birthday party to see one of the plays downtown. And she was there with the scammer. They bought her off Craigslist. They met the person. And the scammer wished the daughter a happy 16th birthday, and I hope you enjoy the play, all knowing full well that these are counterfeit tickets.
Right.
That's how careless they are.
Oh my gosh.
They just want to separate you from your money, and that's all they want to do. And some of the events now have these high-tech, going to the ballparks. Some of them have the electronic tickets now, which are helped. But again, consumers don't know what to look for, so you don't know they exist, so they're going to give you some type of paper thing saying these are tickets for the game, and you go there and say, we don't accept these types of things. So
right.
You got to trust the source, and I think, Pete, that's the best type of advice I can give you. Never buy on Craigslist tickets. Because you're buying on Craigslist, it's like going down a dark alley and buying something out of a car. You wouldn't do it in the normal life. Why would you do it online?
I don't mean to laugh, Steve, but Craigslist just seems so dirty for everything. It does. And especially tickets. How do you trust people?
You can't. You don't know anything about them. You'll never find them again. You try to find them. You'll never find them again. And you wouldn't do that in the street. Just walk up to a stranger down a dark alley and ask to buy tickets and give them $500 in cash.
Right.
And a lot of times people get in trouble, too, when they go online, they put cheap tickets. Like, you're right, it's a concert tomorrow, and they look online, they'll put cheap, Rolling Stones tickets, and the scammers buy those keywords.
Yep.
And they say, oh, of course we've got the tickets. Just give us your credit card number, and, and that's all they want. Well, some actually just want your credit card number, and they don't care about anything else. And the other is like on the Craigslist or people that you buying online or those fake pop-ups that come up in your computer.
Oh, yeah.
They're the ones that actually will try to meet you, and obviously they give you these tickets, and they're fake and fraudulent. And, again, when you're meeting somebody online, you want to go to a safe zone. What happened early this week or late last week, the individual that was killed in Gary, Indiana, trying to sell his Xbox in front of his father. He was shot.
Oh, no.
and killed. You hear those types of stories not only here but all across the country, because the Better Business Bureau, we see this problem, you know, every venue it happens at in some way, shape, or form. And obviously the more popular the concert, like Rolling Stones, right, everybody wants to go to, that's when the scammers know that, and they come out of the woodwork. They really do, and it's amazing the amount of fraud and that's out there. And a lot of consumers don't complain, so we don't know exactly what's out there, and then they don't know where to turn to. Who are you going to file a police report against?
Right. Yeah, you don't know. It's just this faceless person. We're talking with Steve Burness from the Better Business Bureau. Right before the show, our engineer, Adam, said, I want to go to the show tomorrow night. I don't know where to get tickets. I go, this is fantastic, because we're going to have Steve Burness on tonight. So for Adam, our engineer, who's listening right now, and everyone that's listening, what's the best places to get tickets if they want to go see the Rolling Stones at Soldier Field on Friday night?
The best way to do it is go to a licensed ticket broker. You know, the ones that are online that are licensed and they're reputable. Do the research on them. It's the ones that pop up, or the Craigslist, or the ones that, you know, they ask for your credit card information, or they want to meet you.
Right.
Those are the ones you got to be concerned about. That's the only legal way, is to go to a licensed ticket broker, and they're, you know, licensed and have a regular, like the StubHubs and those types of organizations. It's always those people are looking for cheap tickets. That's the problem, is they don't want to pay those high prices. So the scammer knows that. And they say, well, we got these tickets, you know, half off. You know, it's getting closer to the concert.
Right.
We got half off tickets. And that's the tip off to the rip off. When you see tickets for $1,000 and all of a sudden this site has it for, you know, $500,
yep,
that is the tip off to the rip off. And obviously the most important thing is knowing the source. So if you are buying a ticket from somebody, make sure it's a friend of yours that you know and you trust, mm-hmm, not some stranger, because, again, you can give them all the money you want, and they look perfect, designed tickets until you walk up to that door,
right,
and they scan it. Like you said, your friend happens to your friend. It happens to many people, and that, unfortunately.
Tip off to the rip off. I love that. I forgot all about that.
And it's my favorite thing.
Are we going to see paper tickets go away and everything's going to be electronic on your phone?
Yes, it will. Eventually it will. But the scammers, unfortunately, are going to find a way around that, right? So if you go to, like, the, you know, Cubs, in Wrigley Field, they have the MLB app, and all the tickets are done through there.
Right, right.
That's a safer way of doing it. But again, the scammers, they're starting to look at, you know, you can hear that there's, you know, fake websites that are saying that these are MLB tickets and added to your app. They don't exist, so they're right, lying. You know what I mean? So it's really, truly, you know, Pete, is just trusting the source.
Yeah.
You know, no matter what tickets are, who they are from, unless you know the person you're getting from, as this is your good friend and somebody you don't trust, I would not buy it, or unless it's from a licensed ticket broker or the venue itself. So obviously it's sold out. You can't go to the venue on this type of situation, but go to the major ticket places. But again, you're going to pay a pretty good amount of money for these tickets.
And
you know it's safe.
And Steve, before I forget, I've heard about this for Bear games, parking passes. Everybody's scrambling around, especially with Soldier right. Field. They want good parking. They sell fake parking passes too.
They do, and they do, and they sell like blocks away. So when you're at a red light,
right,
they come up to your car and say, "Hey, they look good." They're printed up by these home PCs, and mm-hmm, they, you know, like I said, these computers and high tech printers, you can't tell the difference. I've seen counterfeit tickets; I can't tell. And these parking, you don't know what to expect. Somebody hands you a parking pass, has a Bears logo on it,
right,
and it looks authentic, and it's a couple blocks away, and you think, "Oh, great, $20. How can I go wrong?"
Yeah.
Well, they do it to 100 people, and quickly they make a lot of money, and they run away. So I would not buy any of those tickets, you know, people walking around the park.
No.
Because you don't know, unless you tell them to come with you, walk with you to the gate. And that's probably the only safe way. And they're not going to do that, of course, because they don't want to get arrested. And they're scammers.
And by the way, if anybody needs help with any type of scam or you need help with anything, just go to BBB.org. You have everything on the front page. Everything.
We do. Everything's there for you. And my biggest frustration, Pete, as you know, in my 32-year career at the BBB, is that people call us after, when it's too late.
Yeah.
If they don't call us ahead of time, you'd be in a better position. And also, the Better Business Bureau is a referral agency. People don't understand that either. So if you need a good ticket broker, you can go to the Better Business Bureau and go into our directory and get a list of BBB accredited businesses. You know, the BBB is a sign of a Better Business, the logo.
Right.
And that, what basically, those are companies we have vetted and that we know about and checked after licensing, and we give them the accreditation status. So if you call us after, yes, we can help you, but I prefer you to call us first. We can save you money and aggravation. And we also have scam trackers, you know, now. And the scam tracker is based upon us all across North America. And it tells you how scams are happening in your neighborhood, in Las Vegas, wherever it may be. If you get a call from IRS today saying you're going to jail if you don't give us money, you type in IRS and it shows you all the scams that have happened about the IRS, so you don't fall victim to it. But the most important thing, Pete, is to please let us know about a scam.
Yes.
Everybody sees scams, but I won't fall for it, but somebody will.
Yep.
So tell us about it to prevent this from happening to now your friends, your sister, your siblings, whatever it may be.
It is a great website, bbb.org. Steve Burness, you're the best, man. Great to talk to you again.
My pleasure. Oh, anytime. Thanks for having me tonight.
All right. Have a great night. It's 720 WGN.